It's time for Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Join us now for Hope College Basketball, presented by Shoreline Orthopedics, Mike's Mobile, Lighthouse Title Group, Hayworth Inn and Conference Center, Crown Motors, and Hope Geneva Bookstore. Hope Basketball is also a service of Randy's Carpet Care, Hank's Auto Service, City Flats Hotel, Maple View Animal Hospital, Simpatico Coffee, and Auto Body Experts. This broadcast is also made possible by La Persona Salon and Spa, Barber Ford, Apple Valley Natural Foods, Fence Consultants, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital, and Friss Office Outfitters. And now we take you courtside with Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince. This is Hope College Basketball on the voice of Hope College Sports, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
Welcome to Hope College Basketball on the Barber Ford pregame show. This evening from the Van Dorn Arena in Grand Rapids, Michigan, it's the Hope College Flying Dutch taking on Calvin College in the opening game of the MIAA Conference action for the 2013-2014 season. Hello, everybody. I'm Adam Prince along with Ron Weatherby. Coach Brian Morehouse's Flying Dutch entered the season ranked third in the nation in the USA Today Sports Division III Top 25 Coaches poll. Calvin is ranked 12th in the nation, so it's a game of top 25 teams. The Dutch won the Chicago Marriott Naperville tip-off last week in suburban Chicago. Hope defeated Bluffton, Ohio last Friday, 83-59. They were led in scoring by senior Anna Kaufman, who scored 14 points in her return to action after sitting out last season. Junior Rebecca Lawrence chipped in with 12 points, and senior Brittany Berry scored 11. All 15 members of the Flying Dutch scored in the blowout victory. In Saturday's championship game, the Flying Dutch set a school record for points scored by soundly defeating host North Central 126-56. Rebecca Lawrence led the way with 23 points and was named tournament MVP. Maura McAfee added in with 21 points of her own, and Brittany Berry added six more points. Both McAfee and Berry were named to the all-tournament team with Rebecca Lawrence. Hope's opponent this evening is Calvin College. The Knights are led by head coach John Ross, who is in his 10th season with the program. The Knights are 1-0 on the young season after defeating Lakeland College of Wisconsin last Saturday, 65-45. Junior Brianna Verkike led Calvin in scoring in the victory with 19 points, and senior Kristen Tripp added 13 points in the victory. The pregame show is brought to you by Barber Ford, and we remind you that we are streaming all Hope games on our website, 92.7thevan.com. Later in the pregame show, Ron will talk to Coach Dean Morehouse, and we'll have the starting lineup brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative that you want to choose or you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And the tip-off is brought to you by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive for the best automotive service. Let's take a break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com.
Now, back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
Welcome back to Hope College Basketball here on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. It's the Barber Ford pregame show. Adam Prince along with Ron Weatherby. It's going to be a kind of an interesting matchup to start off this season, Ron. We have, I can't remember the last time Hope and Calvin have started the MIAA season against each other this early in the season.
Well, you get a chance to find out what the competition is going to be because as far as the league coaches were concerned, they picked Hope number one, Calvin number two, so that's a normal setup in the MIAA, and you might just so find out just what they have at the beginning of the year.
And it's going to be a very, it doesn't look like we're going to have like the normal Hope Calvin crowd tonight. It's very sparsely populated here in the stands. But no matter what, there's always a little bit of tension in the air for a Hope versus Calvin game, regardless if it's the women or the men. It's usually the top two teams in the MIAA squaring off for a very large battle. And it's going to be kind of interesting because the last time these two teams met was on this very court last season for the MIAA championship, which Hope ended up winning. And looking back on it, that was a very large victory for Hope College last year because it gave Hope College a chance to be home to start the NCAA tournament. And it sent Calvin on the road, and Everybody knows what happened there. Kelvin got knocked off in the first round, and Hope went on all the way to the quarterfinals, where they fell in a heartbreaking loss at Wisconsin-Whitewater to the Warhawks in what turned out to be a very, very good game. Hope College did very well for themselves here last year by winning that MIAA championship game, but different season. The slates are clean for the two teams, and drastically different lineups for both these teams. Calvin College lost quite a few players to graduation, as did Hope College.
Well, both these ball clubs have a lot of important people on their lineup, in their lineup last year, that they're going to have to find people to take their place, because Hope College, for example, lost Courtney Cuss, they lost Ellis, they lost Ashley Bowman, they lost Meredith Kuzma, and you can't replace four seniors like that very quickly. But Hope has done a good job of finding replacements for them, and they're very happy with the people that have been performing in their places. Whereas Calvin College, they had lost six seniors last year. Of course, the number one was Christopher Kike, and she was Miss Everything as far as basketball was concerned, because she was all MIAA and all region and all this and all that. And so she was just a great ball player. Julie Hillbrand was a thorn in the Hope side throughout the many years. Allie Wolfus, Logan Marsh, who served as one of the assistant coaches today for the Lady Knights JVs. Kelsey Irwin and Heather DeKline, the JV coach this year. So they lost six seniors, and they're starting to look at their lineup and saying, all right, who have we got to replace them? Well, and looking at my card, I think their starting five is a very good group, but beyond that, I'm unsure as to what's going to happen with the rest of that crew.
That's what made Calvin very tough last year, was that they had just as much depth in their lineup as Hope College did, and that's why those two teams were so evenly matched. This year, though, Calvin has the depth in the starting lineup, and they have the juniors and seniors, but on their bench, like you said, it doesn't look as though they have the same kind of depth that the Hope College has. What was really interesting that I looked at in their two wins in Naperville, Hope College went 15 deep. They went played everybody off the bench. I don't foresee that happening tonight, but you never know. This Hope College team has a tremendous amount of depth on their team.
Well, the JVs kind of showed that same, ace card, you might say, in that they had a very close first half with Calvin in that ball game, and the second half they came out storming and just kind of blew Calvin away in the JV contest. So, that depth really makes a difference in that second half, and especially the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we'd like to congratulate Ryan Ross with his first victory as the junior varsity coach, as he was able to lead the Flying Dutch women in a victory over Calvin, 77-34. They were led by Allison Hendricks, who scored 10 points. Amazing in that game, out of the 77 points scored, there was only one member of the Flying Dutch who scored in double figures. So depth is definitely where it's at. I believe, looking at the stat sheet for that game, every single member of the Flying Dutch got on the score sheet for that game. So lots of depth all the way around in this women's program here for the Hope College Flying Dutch.
Well, when you score 129 points or something like that in that ball game at North Central, you get an opportunity to see all of your talent, to see how they're going to react in a ball game. And the only problem with that, you're not sure even at that point, using your number 14 and number 15 players, they'll stack up pretty good against that ball club, North Central, by getting that many points. So, you never know what's happening. Well, joining with us is assistant coach Dean Morehouse, and he's been around a year or two out there. And coach, I haven't had a chance to talk to you much over the summertime or anything like this, but I did see a little article in the paper that had your name tacked to it, and congratulations on the Michigan High School Hall of Fame that you were inducted into.
Well, thank you very much. I thought you were reading the police blotter or something, but no, that was a very unexpected award and very, very unexpected. But I'm very, very grateful to get it. It's when your peers vote you into something like that, it's quite an ideal. And that's kind of a trite statement, I guess, because everybody says it, when your peers do this or do that. But That was very nice. We had a good banquet, and Brian was able to be there, and my wife and some other people, and Kelly Carlson, Morgan Hughes, Brian Ross were all there, so it was very nice.
It's a very nice ceremony that they have. I know that as well.
Congratulations.
Because, back in the 96 out here, I kind of went through the same thing with football, so I know what you went through, and the thing that happens out there, it comes to the forefront, is that you appreciate how much your wife has given up for all that time your way with basketball, and it's still true for both of us today.
I think so, yes. You can laugh about, well, they probably enjoy more when we're gone, but still at the same point in time, there's a lot of spaghetti dinner that she cooked and a lot of other things that she did that, you know, were very important to our success in high school.
Well, you got a ball game tonight out here, the Calvin Knights, and you hit Calvin pretty quick in the schedule this year that, you know, you have an opportunity to find out what either team or both teams have as far as their lineups are.
Yeah, and that's a major point right there. It's we all looked at the schedule, I think you and everybody else, and noticed the third game of the season you were playing Calvin, you know, or Calvin was playing Hope. And they played one game and we played two. So it's, you know, they're at least having a home game tonight, and we don't get home for, I think, another 3 years. Then we'll be back in Holland sometime. But, we're both teams are trying to find their identity. I don't think one game or two games really tells you much. You know, it gives you some stuff to work on, and you kind of see where you're at. But at the same point in time, both teams will be kind of searching to see what they're going to do.
Well, I'm looking at my lineup card here. I'm looking at Calvin starting five, and I think that's a pretty sound starting five that Calvin has. I look over here on the other side of my card, and I'm not so sure how far down it goes. That's one thing I would be looking at Calvin. I think Hope has a pretty good set of people in that second unit as well that has had quite a bit of experience from last year, and so they should have better depth tonight, I think, than what Calvin has.
You would think so on paper. You, like I said, you just don't know. First and second game of the year. Roles are changing all the time. I mean, some of the girls that have experienced with us have experience, but they were experienced as coming off the bench. They didn't start. I mean, they graduated, I believe, six seniors or seven. I'm not sure. Six, I think. We graduated three starters and the first person off the bench. So, again, I think they're still, I would call that young. On the other hand, even though you don't recognize some names, we had 10 players come back this year, so they knew our system. So we have five new players. They had players that maybe didn't play with them last year or whatever, but who knows? I mean, how well they're going to play, and they could become great players right away, or maybe it's going to take them some time. But you guys in the radio and in the media, you'll figure it out real quick here, probably in a couple of games, as to, you know, who's doing what.
Well,
and then let me know.
Yeah, then let you know.
And then let me know.
You can flip a coin.
I will.
I think in the MIAA this year, normally it's Hope Calvin that you're talking about. But I think it's going to be a three-way race this year. I think Olivet is going to come kind of working their way up to that top point. Football, they really came along this year and had a tremendous season for their football team. And I think women's basketball is going to show a little of this in the MIAA this year as well.
I thought Olivet developed a good team last year and a good team concept. They have even, I believe, some more transfers this year from what I've heard than they had even last year. Two, I believe, last year or three. And I heard they had another one or so this year from D1 or D2. But, you know, there again, you just don't know. And Albion's been just recruiting like mad. I run into them all the time on the recruiting trail, which wasn't the case maybe a few years ago because of various reasons. Now, it's not a bad thing for them, but I'm just saying it just didn't work out that way. So, you know, there's a program that, you know, has always been really, Albion's always been a tough women's program. Had a couple down years maybe, but, you know, they're trying to get back in it, and so is Olivet. Alma has got the same coach again this year, so they should be developing a system now.
You're going to start the same lineup that you had in the previous two games?
Well, unless the head guy changes his mind, I think we'll probably go with the same lineup we had in Illinois. To begin with, yeah. And then we'll have Dole and Anna Kaufman coming off the bench along with three other players.
Yeah, I think it was a nice surprise out there that you got Kaufman back this year. And She really stepped up in that first ball game, though.
Offensively, she had 12 in one game and 14 in the other, I believe. So offensively, it was a good game. She's a really good shooter, and she brings even though she did skip a year, she brings some experience back to that to our backcourt. And when she comes in the ball game, I think she's a different player than our starting point guard, Jiki, we call her. And that's what she likes to go by. It's Angelique Gaddy, but everybody calls her Jiki. And that comes from her brother not being able to pronounce her name when she was little. So it's always been Jiki. And she played for South Christian, and she's going to come along and be a good player. But anyway, back to Anna. When she comes in the ball game, it's the same. She settles everything down if it needs to be and just keeps on playing. Hannah Dole played, this played for us last year and did a tremendous job and came back this year just as good. Mandy Traversa came from Illinois this year. But in addition to that, I got to look here just for a second. But Brittany Berry is back. Obviously, we all know Brittany led the NCAA in three-point shooting. Mora's only a sophomore from Midland, and she's going to, I think, be a good player for us this year. Rebecca Lawrence started when she was a freshman, so she's back, holding down the post area. And then Gaddy and Kelly. So, hopefully, we can get it together and keep it together.
I think it's going to be a good matchup out here for Gaddy tonight going up against Engelhardt, as Engelhardt's probably one of the best guards that we have in the conference. So
we'll see.
Tested early.
Yeah, and I'm not sure they'll match up defensively point guard against point guard, because sometimes Engelhardt has been playing the two and not the one and not the point guard. So we'll see. Movable parts.
Well, we're about ready to get this one started.
Looks like
a rather small crowd tonight to start it out.
Maybe it's a late arriving crowd. You don't know. You have to wait and see. Good to have you here, though, guys. Thank you.
They're always exciting out there when it comes to Hope Calvin.
I hope so. I think it will be. Have a good one.
Go Hope.
Thanks, Steve. Let's send it back to the studio here for a two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball and the Barber Ford pregame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com.
This is Hope College Basketball on the Lakeshore's 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
Welcome back to Hope College Basketball and the Barber Ford pregame show. We're only minutes away from the first Hope Calvin game of the season. I'd like to talk about Anchored in Sports. And what that is during the 2013-2014 MIAA basketball season, Hope College is teaming up with 92.7thevan.com to provide the most comprehensive athletic coverage in the region. Go to 92.7thevan.com for our Anchored in Sports section. Anchored in Hope section. They'll have pre- and post-game articles, video highlights each Monday following the coach's luncheon, and audio podcast of all Hope College basketball games, live audio stream of all over-the-air Hope College broadcasts, and releases showcasing happenings around Hope College and photos from games and events. That's Anchored in Hope at 92.7thevan.com. We're only minutes away from the opening lineups here, Ron. The starting lineup, which is brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland.
Well, thank you, Adam. And for tonight's starting lineup, under the direction of Brian Morehouse in his 18th season, the Hope College Flying Dutch will go with this lineup. It'll be Brittany Berry at a guard, 5'8" junior out of Catholic Central. The other guard will be Megan Kelly, 5'8" senior from Rockford, and Hope will go with the three-guard system. Angelique Gaddy, a 5'4" freshman out of South Christian. At the forward, it'll be Maura McAfee, a 6-foot sophomore from Midland, and Rebecca Lawrence, 6'1" junior out of Grays Lake, Illinois. For the Lady Knights, under the direction of John Ross in his 11th season, at the forwards, it'll be Marcia DeKuyper, a junior out of Bradenton, Florida. The other forward, Brianna Verkijk, 5'11", junior from Holland Christian. The center, Abby Vanderwoody, a 6-foot junior out of Hudsonville Unity Christian. At the guards, Kayla Engelhard, a 5'7", junior from Saginaw Valley Lutheran. And Kristen Tripp, a 5'6", junior out of Brighton. And so it's the Lady Knights against the Flying Dutch and what always is a great ball game between these two ball clubs, and I don't look for anything different tonight.
a typical one versus two matchup for these two teams. If looking back at the statistics right here, the USA Today Sports Division 3 poll, which just came out today, which was printed off this afternoon, has Hope College ranked third in the nation behind only DePaul University and the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. Right down there at number 12 is Calvin College, so it's a top 25 matchup, Ron, to start off the season. And we are going to pause right now for the, as they're about to have the national anthem. And that was our national anthem, sang by a senior here at Calvin College. It's going to be a, kind of an interesting road to hear, Ron. We're going to spend a lot of time here at Calvin College in the next couple weeks. We actually are going to have five games that we broadcast here at the Van Noort Arena before we even broadcast one game at the DeVos Fieldhouse for the season.
Well, it's kind of unique out there in that the Flying Dutchman are going to be over here for a couple of tournaments, a Friday-Saturday tournament, two weekends in a row. And we'll be traveling here to Calvin. And we're going to get used to this floor a little bit so that when it comes time for the head-to-head matchup between Hope and Calvin, we'll be ready to play on this floor.
Well, we'll be able to scout Calvin very well for those games. It's interesting, we'll have five games here, and we'll only see Calvin in one of those five games. So that's kind of an interesting little aspect.
Well, they're trying to keep the two apart as much as possible because one season, I think it was either five or six games that we played each other in the tournament and back and forth during the season and things like this. And it really got a little bit much before the year was over. So they're trying with some of the tournaments, not really running a true tournament, but to have kind of a plotted out tournament, you might say, and that the two teams play different schools. Like the CCIW, we go against Wheaton and Carthage, and Calvin plays Wheaton one night, Carthage the other, and Hope does the same, so that they get an opportunity to play both opponents and yet not play each other.
And that's kind of interesting because I've had people ask me here in the last few years about that. Well, why aren't we playing Calvin? You know, if this is a tournament, the championship game, shouldn't it be Hope-Calvin in the championship game? They both won last night, and you have to explain it to them. Oh, they're trying to, you know, keep the to about 2 to 3 games a season, if at the most.
I think that, you know, it makes it more interesting for the crowd. You know, it really builds up to that peak out there. They have these two teams meeting usually for the championship, and you know, they go back and forth at each other, and the rivalry has gone so long that these two teams, everybody looks forward to it. Yeah. Even these JV kids that were out here today, you know, they knew that this was Calvin, that they were playing on both sides. And, you know, they go back and forth, and it starts their freshman year and just completely builds up until they get to be seniors, still going at each other after 4 years of school and competing.
Well, there's always an electricity in the arena. It doesn't matter if it's the Van Noort Arena or DeVos Fieldhouse, but a Hope versus Calvin game always has just a little bit of electricity. And I'm willing to bet right now by just taking a look around that we have just as many Hope fans here in the building as Calvin fans. We're just about ready for the tip-off. The opening tip-off is presented by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive services, go to Hank's Auto Service. And for the call of the action, here's Ron Weatherby.
Well, thank you. Off we go as the Hope College Flying Dutch get the tip. Gotti on the outside at the point guard, drives down the middle, kicks it off to Lawrence, and Lawrence starts to move on the left side, and a foul. Quick foul that time on Abby Vanderwoody. And Hope's going to get the ball underneath their own basket. Kelly will inbound it for the Flying Dutch. Slaps it, uses a setup play, and finally they have to come outside to Berry. She fires a long triple, hits the front of the iron, bounce back. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Calvin. So Hope scoreless on their first attempt up the court. Calvin will return with the basketball. Engelhard, the point guard for Calvin, as she works her way up. Works against Gotti, drives in, kicks it back on the outside. Long pass on the right side, back to Engelhard. They got to her in the corner, and she drove and is fouled. It's going to go against Getty. And she picks up her first foul early in the ball game. Anna Kaufman comes in, replacing Getty. Kaufman's a little bit taller. She's at 5'8". Getty's 5'4". Inbound pass for Calvin. Comes to Vanderwoody. Forces it on the inside to Verkijk, and stolen away. There comes Kaufman. Kaufman takes the point for the Flying Dutch. Man-to-man defense, both these ball clubs. Kaufman works to the left wing. Cross-court pass on the right side to Kelly. Kelly can't get a shot away. Crosses over, gives it back to Mora. Her shot, no good. Rebounded by Calvin. Here comes Engelhard. Engelhard with a jump shot. Good! So Calvin scores the first bucket of the season for both these ball clubs in the MIAA as they score first. 2-0, Calvin with a lead. Full court pressure now put on by Calvin. Kaufman brings it all the way up, takes it underneath. A little flip pass to Rebecca Lawrence. Her shot misses underneath. Rebound comes to Kristen Tripp. Tripp to the left wing. Cross the point. Over to the right side. Breakaway underneath. And a nice little jump shot by Engelhard. And Calvin has a quick 4-0 lead. Kaufman back the other direction. Takes it all the way. And we have a foul. And Kristen Tripp will be charged with a foul. And Hope will get the basketball underneath their own basket. 4-0, Calvin with a lead. We're just underway here at the Vanord. The in pass comes to Lauren. Her shot, no good. Rebound underneath by DeKuyper. Engelhard, right side, takes it, kicks it back on the outside to Vanderwoody with a weave. The ball knocked away by Lawrence. Kaufman picks it up, coast to coast, puts it up, puts it in, and she is fouled. Joanna Kaufman all the way took it, put it up and in, and she's going to be at the free throw line. Chance for a three-point play. 4-2, Calvin with a lead. Hope at the foul line, and this one's good. 4-3, Calvin up by one. We're at the 18-minute mark of this first half. Kristen Tripp will bring it up for Calvin. Starts on the right side, puts on a burst of speed against Brittany, and as the ball is tipped on the pass out there over the shoulder. And it's going to be against Rebecca Lawrence. Substitute coming in for Hope. Amanda Traversa, a freshman for the Flying Dutch. Calvin inbounds the ball. Long pass on the inside to Engelhard. She moves in the lane. Puts up the shot on a fadeaway. No good. Rebound bounds around. Knocked out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Calvin. So Calvin will set it up underneath her own basket. Quick pass to the inside. And to Vanderwoody. She's up. Puts it off the glass and in. Vanderwoody's out of Hudsonville Unity Christian. Around the outside end is Kaufman. Kaufman back out in front, McAfee over in the left side to Kelly. Kelly takes it in the paint, kicks it back on the outside. Traversa. Back out in front, Traversa. Underneath, forces it to Berry. Ball knocked away. Here comes Engelhardt. Engelhardt all the way, puts a shot up. No good. Rebound. Back up and in by De Kuyper. 8-3. Calvin with the lead. Kaufman along the edge. Takes it out to the point. Keeps her dribble alive. Backs out. Starts working her way on the right side to Kelly on the baseline. Kelly backs it off a little bit. Drives underneath. Tries to get the ball up, but the ball's knocked out of her hands. And a foul is going to get called.
Hannah Dole just checked in for Maura McAfee for the Flying Dutch.
Trying to pick up who the foul was on, and missed it.
It was on Abby Vanderwoody.
Vanderwoody?
Yep.
Kelly gets it on the inside for Hope. Traversa underneath the basket. Back on the outside to Hannah Dole. To Berry in the corner. Berry moves in and out, backs around. Cross-court pass that's stolen away by Engelhardt. Engelhardt's cut off. Kaufman into the corner she goes. De Kuyper for three. Calvin with an 11-3 lead, and Coach Morehouse says, I'll take a timeout. This has got to slow down here and stop. It'll be a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 927thevan.com.
You're listening to Hope College Basketball exclusively on 92.7 The Van and 927thevan.com.
Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 927thevan.com. Now back to the action with Ron Weatherby.
Hope with the basketball. Calvin with the press. Calvin with an 11-3 lead. We're at the 16-minute mark of this first half. Kaufman out at the point. Can't cut through the middle. It's cut off. Engelhardt's doing a good job defensively on the point guard for Hope College. Berry drives to the hoop. Fires a shot at the basket. No good. Rebound underneath for Kike. Into the corner. Baseline drive. Kicks it way back out in front over in the corner. De Kuyper can't get the shot away. Into the hands of Springer. Cross court. Nice shot from the corner. Engelhardt for three. Good ball movement that time by Calvin. 14-3. Calvin with the lead. Cross court to Kelly. Kelly in the corner. Drives all the way. Puts the shot up. Hits the edge of the backboard. Rebound comes to Calvin. Long pass up in front. Nice fast break. Brianna Verkite. 16-3. Calvin pulling out to a big lead here early on in this contest. Cross court pass to Kelly. Kelly holds the ball above her head. Waits for somebody to break through. Nobody does, so she takes it in the paint. Puts up a 3-foot jumper. No good. Rebound underneath by Calvin. Hannah Aker pulled down that rebound. Back out to De Kuyper. De Kuyper, little bounce pass in the middle to Engelhardt. Little turnaround jumper is good. 18-3, Calvin with the lead. Hope has three players that they're trying to get, and a 30-second timeout called by Brian Morehouse to try to get some substitutes, or really some starters, back into the ballgame.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods.
Seems to me this is the way it started last year in that first ball game.
Wow. And what I've noticed, I don't know if you've seen the same thing, but Hope's shot selection hasn't been the greatest. It's almost like they're forcing things as they're heading down the floor offensively. Good looks they have seen just haven't been able to fall. They are only shooting 12% from the field, Ron. 1-for-8 for Hope College, and that was only on that break by Anna Kaufman that got them their only points so far. They need to tighten up the ship a little bit here. Calvin, though, is shooting 80% from the field.
Well, Calvin anticipating pretty well what Hope's trying to set up underneath the bucket, and Hope has not been able to do so. Kelly on the right side, and she's pressured, and a foul is called. It's going to go against Abby Springer. So Hope will have the basketball again underneath their own basket, trailing 18-3. Looking around, Gaddy gets it in to McAfee. Back out in front they go to Hannah Dole. Dole picks it up underneath. Nice give and go underneath to McAfee. And McAfee gets the bucket for the Flying Dutch. 18-5, Calvin with the lead. Tripp drives toward the paint, little bounce pass, a quick on the outside to get it back and forth to Tripp. No shot taken, and it's going to be McAfee, I think, getting a hand in there, and foul is going to go against Maura McAfee for the Flying Dutch. So Calvin will have it at side court. Springer is going to inbound it. Gets it into Verkike. That's Brianna Verkike. She played last year as well for the Knights. On the outside they go to Aker. Aker back out in front. Tripp drives all the way. Her shot misses. High for the rebound is Hannah Dole. To Kelly. Kelly works one-on-one, stops, five-foot jumper, no good, rebound, Dole, she puts it back up and in. So Hannah Dole starting to work the boards for the Flying Dutch. 18-7, Calvin with the lead, 13-14 left in this first half. Kristen Tripp around the edge, feeds it inside, shot taken, that's good by Springer. Just drove the baseline, got the good feed. 20-7, Calvin. Underneath is Gotti. Rebounds. Comes to Tripp. Tripp works the right side of the paint. Picks up her dribble. Feeds it on the outside to Springer. Springer kicks it back in the corner to Tripp. Tripp puts up the jump shot. It's no good. And underneath, two of them go up for the basketball. And one hits the deck. The other one's still standing. And the jump ball is called. Brittany Berry in for the Flying Dutch. He's going to replace Megan Kelly.
Kelvin's also doing a very good job on the boards, Ron. They are out-rebounding Hope now, 9-2.
So Calvin will inbound the basketball. That's Aker, gets it to the outside, into the hands of Timmer, who's into the ballgame now for Calvin. And a foul is called against Hope. And it's going to go against Rebecca Lawrence, and I believe that's her second. Substitute coming in for Hope. It's Amanda Traversa. She's a freshman out of Wheaton, Illinois. Inbound pass, almost stolen by Hope. Calvin kicks it in the corner. Shot from the corner is no good by Tripp. Calvin with the rebound. In and out with Walden. Nice little hook move on the inside by Hannah Aker out of Bradenton Christian in Florida. And Calvin takes a 22-7 lead. Gaddy drives in the paint, puts a shot up, misses, out of bounds it goes. It's going to stay with Hope College. Substitutes coming in for Calvin as Englehart comes back into the ball game along with Mackenzie Skelton. Megan Kelly back in for the Flying Dutch. Berry tries to inbound it. Has some problems. Ball batted around. Almost stolen by Calvin, but picked up on the outside with a good muscle move as Traversa. Back to Berry. Berry tries to fire it underneath, but the ball is tipped by Calvin. Picked up. Long, fast break quickly. Shot is missed underneath by Brianna Verkike, back out in front to Skoten. Underneath, shot taken, misses by Calvin. This one taken by Timmer. Hope with the rebound. Angelique Gotti with the basketball, moves in, backs it out. Around the outside end, her shot misses. Had a nice easy layup shot on the left side. And missed it. Calvin came down with a rebound and a foul. Foul's going to go against Hope.
It's going to be Calvin. Number 23, Timmer.
So Hope will have it underneath their own basket. Inbound pass. Shot misses by Traversa. Rebound Calvin. Engelhardt on the right edge. Drives the baseline. 3-foot jumper is no good. Rebound by McAfee. And she is bumped coming down with the ball. And a foul is going to go against Hannah Aker. So we take the walk to the far end of the court, and this one's going to be a shooting foul for the Flying Dutch. Hannah Dole comes back in along with Anna Kaufman. And at the line for the Flying Dutch is Maura McAfee. Takes a look, gets it hit the rim, bounce out. Score stays 22-7. Calvin, 11 minutes to go in this first half. Engelhardt, left side with a draw, flips it back. Shot taken from the outside that bounds around, no good by Verkike. Rebound, McAfee underneath to Kaufman. Kaufman pushes it up quickly, then slows it down. Crosses over to the right side, gives it to Berry. Berry works her way out to the point, into the corner to Kaufman. Kaufman back out in front. Drives through. Nice pass underneath by Kaufman as she fed Hannah Dole on the left side breaking in. And Hannah puts it in. 22-9. Calvin with the lead. 10-24 left in this first half. Engelhardt fires it way back out on the far side to Timmer. Timmer works her way underneath. Puts it up and in. Timmer's a freshman out of South Christian. 24-9, Calvin with the lead. Kaufman all the way with a drive, has a shot blocked on the far end. Nice block that time by Verkike. Opposite direction, comes Engelhardt, goes cross court with it, feeds it inside, stolen by Megan Kelly. Kelly, 3-on-2 break, goes down the middle between two defenders, and is it going to be a foul, I think?
They're going to get Megan Kelly.
Kelly for a charge.
Yep.
Substitutes in for Calvin. Kelsey Pollock into the ball game. Hannah Aker is in. And Mackenzie Skelton is in. And DeKuyper is back in. On the far side is Tripp. Tripp is at the right wing, feeds it into the corner. And Kelly reaches in, tries to knock the ball away from Kelsey Pollock, and picks up the foul.
That'll be Megan Kelly's second.
Kelly Verkike comes into the ball game, or Kelly, I guess it is. Well, Calvin will have it at side court. Pollock inbounds the basketball, gets it into Tripp. Tripp pulls it out to the point, starts to drive along the right side. Pass on the left side, the left corner, shot, good! Mackenzie Skelton opened up in that left corner and drained a triple. 27-9, Calvin with the lead. Hannah Dole drives it all the way, gives it to McAfee, left side to Megan Kelly. And Kelly's shot misses. Rebound comes to Calvin. Calvin to Tripp. Out front to come to DeKuyper. In the middle. Hands it off to Pollock. Left side. Shot by Skelton. Misses. Rebound comes to Hope. Kaufman over to Berry. Berry pulls up in the right corner. Fires a triple. No good. Hits the front of the iron. Rebound to Calvin's Kelly Verkike. Back on the outside, trip around to the right wing. Starts to move, flows up, goes all the way this time. Underhand scoop shot, no good. Berry with the rebound. Berry slows it down a little bit. Ooh, she looks to one side and fires it to McAfee underneath. McAfee misses the shot, gets her own rebound, tries a hook, has the ball knocked around a little bit, out of bounds, and it's going to go, I believe, to Calvin. So the Knights will get the basketball. 8-12 remaining in this first half. 27-9. Calvin with the lead. Kristen Tripp for the Knights. Crosses the center line, puts on a burst of speed, takes Kaufman all the way to the hole, misses the layup shot. Rebound comes to Melissa LaRue. Over to the right side, Kelly. Megan pulls up, 5-foot jumper, right side, good. 27-11, Calvin on top. And a timeout is called by John Ross as he wants 30 seconds to talk to his troops over on the sideline.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Your pregame made a note during the pregame conversation with Dean Morehouse about Kayla Engelhart. Well, she's had a pretty good first half. She's shooting 4-for-7 from the field for 9 points, Ron. She is the leading scorer out of everybody for this game, and she has been spot on for at the beginning of this game.
Well, she's one of the premier guards that the MIAA has, and Kristen Tripp isn't far behind as a good shooter. But Calvin's coming up with some other good shooters. They brought people off the bench out there. Skelton's nailed the triple. And
DeKuyper.
DeKuyper, well, she's a good shooter too. But it was somebody else that came off the bench and nailed the triple.
Yeah, they're doing very well from beyond the arc tonight. They're 3-for-6 from three-point land and shooting 50% overall from the field.
Tripp to the basketball for the Knights. To the right wing. Back out in front they go, this time to Callie Verkijk, and somebody got run over.
Melissa LaRue. Boy, she got just absolutely hammered, but she popped right back up. She drew the charge. A nice play by Melissa LaRue.
Callie Verkijk got charged with a foul, and so the ball turns over to Hope. McAfee has the ball tipped away. Calvin putting on their press. Brianna Verkijk tipped that one out of bounds. Hope will have it in the corner. Calvin with the pressure. Little bounce pass into Kaufman. Kaufman quickly up the court for the Flying Dutch. Brings it in, back out. Little jumper again from Megan Kelly, and she's got it. Kelly twice now, once on the right side, once on the left. Drives the baseline, pulls up about 5 yards short of the hoop, and puts in that little jumper. 27-13, Calvin with the lead. And Calvin stepping on the out-of-bounds line is Callie Verkijk. Hope with a couple substitutes as Hannah Dole comes back into the ball game, along with Angelique Gotti. Out front. I think I got that one. Gaddy all the way into the corner. Shot taken by Melissa LaRue. Her shot misses. Rebound comes down to Kelly Verkijk. The Knights quickly up front court. Three-pointer missed on the outside by Brianna. Rebound comes back to Engelhart. Her shot misses. And underneath for Hope College getting the rebound out here is Traversa. Berry from the right wing misses. Rebound. Hannah Dole back up and in. 27-15. Calvin with the lead. 6:10 left in the first half. Calvin with the basketball. Engelhard all the way around the edge and runs into a little confusion out there as a couple players double teamed her and she lost the dribble. Hope's going to have it out of bounds. Hannah Dole will inbound it from side court. Looks around. Finally gets it into Traversa. Back to Gaddy. Gaddy slowly walks it up. Switches hands with the ball. Goes left. Looks for some help out there. Melissa LaRue pops out and gets a pass. Over to the right side to Traversa. Back to Gaddy, almost lost it. 7 on the shot clock. Ball's knocked away as she put the ball up short. Rebound by Engelhard. Long pass to Aker. Aker out front, shot. No good by Brianna Verkijk. Rebound, Melissa LaRue. LaRue, left side, Berry. Berry behind the back dribble, takes it low, almost lost the handle of it. To LaRue, back out in front to Getty. Her shot for three. Angelique Getty, a big three-pointer, and Kelvin takes a 30-second timeout as Hope College closing in a little bit on that lead, 27-18 with 5:08 left in this first half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods for natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game. Hope College is putting together a nice little run here to cut the lead for Calvin. They had, at one point in this game, had an 18-point lead, Ron, and now they have cut the lead down to 9. It was getting a little scary there for a while, but Hope College is looks like they finally got a little bit of their game legs going. It looked like they were playing with a little bit of nerves to start off this game.
Well, it looks like the rebounding has come around a little bit with Hannah Dole in the ball game. She seemed to be controlling the boards a little bit as far as the Flying Dutch are concerned. So Calvin had dominated before on the boards, and after Hannah came in, she's done a good job on the boards.
Yeah, 6-3 for Hannah Dole right now. 6 points and 3 rebounds, Ron.
Kristen Tripp back into the ball game for Calvin. Goes to the right side to Timmer. Timmer drives baseline, is cut off. Back out in front to Verkite. Kicks it in the left corner. Back out in front, Verkite goes underneath, and wide open underneath is Hannah Aker for a nice little hook shot. 29-18, Calvin with the lead. Getty to the left wing to LaRue. LaRue back out in front, McAfee. McAfee to Berry. Berry brings it back out underneath McAfee, up and in. Nice pass by Brittany Berry as McAfee worked through a screen and got herself open underneath. 29-20. Calvin with the lead. Right side, Brianna Verkite. Goes way cross court. Gives it up to Tripp. Tripp can't get the shot. Drives underneath. She's cut off and a foul. And I think it's going to go.
McAfee's going to pick it up. The second against Mara McAfee.
Coming in for Hope is Megan Kelly. Also coming in for Hope.
Traversa,
Amanda. At the line is Kristen Tripp.
That was her first point of the game. She was 0-5 from the field, 0-1 from three-point land.
And she has the potential to get very hot from the field as well. Tripp, second free one. This is the back off the end. Iron rebound comes to Calvin. Timmer with the rebound. Into the left corner. Shot taken. That's no good. On the outside by Springer. Rebound Hope. Kelly out to Getty. Getty on the point around the right side. Looks in. Back out on top. Gives it up to McAfee. All the way to the hoop. Puts the shot up. No good. Rebound. Megan Kelly can't get it in. Dole can't push it in. Rebound comes to Getty. Gets it back out to Traversa. She says, I'll try a three. So Traversa, Amanda Traversa with a big triple. And the freshman brings the Flying Dutch to within 7. Calvin almost threw the ball away. Kristen Tripp all the way around the outside end. Gives it up to Verkite. Verkite back out in front. Timmer, her shot, no good. Rebound, Traversa for the Flying Dutch to Getty. Getty back up court all the way, coast to coast, and a foul against Kristen Tripp. And so Getty's going to go to the line. Angelique Getty, freshman for the Flying Dutch out here out of South Christian. She'll be at the line for Hope. Hope trailing 30-23. Free throw around the left side and off the right. Misses. substitutes coming in for Calvin. Second one, this one hits and drops in. 30-24, the Flying Dutch have cut the lead to 6 points. 2:52 left in this first half. Engelhard with the basketball, takes it right down the point, puts it up and in. Started at the point, went right down the lane, and laid it up and in for two for Calvin. 32-24, Calvin on top. Gaddy slowly walks it up the court, goes right side to Kaufman. Out front to Versa. She hit the three. That one rattled around, didn't go in. Rebound taken underneath by Hope as Gaddy got the rebound and was fouled underneath. And she'll be shooting two. Takes her time at the line, just bounces the ball a couple of times and misses the first one. Pollock back in for Calvin. Angelique with the second. Good. 32-25, Calvin with the lead, 2:16 left in this first half. Calvin with the basketball, Engelhard flips it into the corner of Skelton, didn't take the shot, but made a move and stepped out of bounds. So Hope's going to get it in the backcourt. Calvin puts on their press. And Calvin takes another timeout. 32-25, Calvin with the lead, 2:07 left in this first half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Hope College has done a little bit better with their shot selection here in the last half of the first half. They're now shooting 30%, 2 for 8 from beyond the arc of 25%. A little bit of a rough time from the free throw line. They're only shooting 50%. The rebounding, the edge was Calvin had a 12 rebound edge at one point here in the first half. Hope has dwindled that down to 21-20 edge. So Hope doing a lot better job at the boards, and they have forced 7 Calvin turnovers. It almost seems like the tide of emotion that had completely been on Calvin's side at the beginning of this game has kind of switched over to Hope College right now.
Well, you have some experienced ball players on this Hope team, and they've got some help off that bench. And the coach had to put a few of the starters on the bench for a little while and get some other people in, and it seemed to spark them a little bit. And now they have some of those, and kind of a mixture between the two. So Hope will have the basketball against Calvin's press, and they'll have to work it up the court. Traversa inbounds it to Gaddy. Gaddy across the center line. Starts it right, goes left with it, pulls up at the free throw line. Jumper's good! 32-27, Calvin, 1:52 left in the first half. On the outside for the Knights. They can't work it in. They got a sloppy pass stolen by Kaufman. Kaufman quickly to the opposite end. Left corner, Gaddy with the shot way short. Rebound comes to Skelton. Skelton to Engelhard. Engelhard along the edge, spins around, kicks it over in the corner to Skelton. Back out in front, driving shot, it's good. That one by Pollock. 34-27, Calvin. Kaufman to the baseline, underneath, nice bounce shot off the glass and in. 34-29, team just training backs at this point with 1 minute left in the half. Engelhard, left side of the paint. Jumpers, no good. Rebound comes to Teresa. To Gaddy. Gaddy flips left side. Shot taken. No good by Hannah Dole. Rebound coming to Calvin. Engelhard. feeds left side, shot taken by Pollock, misses, rebound comes to Berry. Brittany brings it up for the Flying Dutch. Goes left to the left wing, back out in front to Traversa. Traversa works one-on-one on the inside, kicks it into the corner to Gaddy. Gaddy slows it down a little bit, and you hear Coach Moe in the background, keep it moving. 15 seconds left, and she loses the basketball as she just kind of hesitated and let it drop one too many times out in front. And the official right there made the call. 34-29, 12.8 seconds left in the first half. Kelvin with the lead and the basketball. Brianna Verkijk wants this last shot. Around the edge, almost lost it. Feeds it inside to Kuiper, and she is fouled going to the hoop. So De Kuiper will be at the line. She'll be shooting two.
The foul was called against Anna Kaufman. That was her first.
De Kuiper just takes her time, misses. 2 seconds left on the game clock. This one's good. Kaufman with the ball. Fires a long shot at the end of the first half that will bounce off. And the Flying Dutch will go in trailing at the half by a score of 35-29.
And it's halftime, and it's time for the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van. But first, let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com.